Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the beginning of the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all these Genesis radio stations. Chatting right now with a new guest who I was introduced to by my friend Bill Murphy. Bill is the patron, for lack of better terms. He's in charge of a great website out there called La Metropole Cafe. Chuck Cohen is a very frequent contributor to La Metropole. I chatted with him earlier in the week, and you know what? He's a guy I got to get on the show fairly regularly. Chuck, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Al.
Got a question for you. We are in a gold market right now that I think a lot of, as you pointed out, Chuck, a lot of people simply don't understand it. I think that the magnitude of the gold market right now, the magnitude of the upward movement that will occur is unprecedented. And the reason I say that is because we're in the perfect storm. As I wrote 2 or 3 years ago in an article that appeared on Kitco. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I am seeing not only the obvious economies in big trouble around the world to the point where countries are now using debt to solve sovereign debt problems. I mean, let's use more debt to solve the problem that was created by debt. To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think my feeling, Chuck, is the only place right now that we can be where we're safe is in precious metals, and I firmly, firmly believe that. What do you say?
Of course, I totally agree with you. I think what you've had over, since I'd say 99, is a slow change out of what people considered to be legitimate investments, and it got, you know, ultra speculative, and of course busted. Then it went into housing. And then, of course, you had the collapse in 2000, starting 2007 in the financial area. And I see this also through a Christian perspective. I believe we are seeing the dissolution of paper currency, which I liken to the Tower of Babel, of the countries getting together, trying to make a name for themselves. And they're using man-made. The only thing they can do is print money. What else are they going to do? There are no savings. There's the production's going down. The deficits are enormous. And the debt relative to everything else is incredible. So the only solution, and this is anticipated, I think, by all of us who see gold for what it is, and that is true money, is to do more of the same. It's too late to take the medicine. There's no magic bullet for solving the world's problems. And I think we're just at the point, like you pointed out, Al, that gold is ready to do something different. And the last weekend of another $1 trillion, which was supposed to be, trillion dollars, supposed to be 50 billion euros, you know, is probably the last attempt to try to solve a problem by just printing it out of air or moving a decimal point over or pushing a button or something like that.
You know, one of my colleagues, a fellow by the name of Rick Ackerman, who writes a letter, who actually just preceded you on the show, he and I were talking.
You know, Rick's a close friend, yeah.
Rick's a good guy, yeah. But
yeah,
Rick and I were chatting about the situation, the bailout of Greece, and he said, you know, this is just, you know, kind of more of the same of stupidity. And I mean, he didn't use those words, but that's what he was saying. And one of his readers took exception with that and totally disagreed. And Rick and I were chatting about that. And it's the situation with Greece is a harbinger, as I mentioned to him, in my mind, of things to come. I mean, right now we've got serious, serious trouble going on in Greece, Portugal, Spain, Ireland. I mean, this is after the collapse in Iceland. Well, one could say, well, Iceland is immaterial because they're such a small country. But, you know, a trend is a trend, okay? And I have to tell you, I'm feeling that exactly the same thing is going to happen here in our country. And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, right now, you know, it's funny, Chuck. I had a neighbor ask me yesterday, you know, where do you put $200,000 or $300,000 where it's going to be perfectly safe? And I looked at her straight in the eye and I said, Susan, I'm not really sure. I said, you know, I'm thinking very, very seriously about shifting the majority of Kathy's and my assets into precious metals because I'm thinking, you know what, that may be the only place to be. What does Chuck Cohen say?
Of course, I do agree on that. The future problems on precious metals would eventually be what the government's attitude will be toward them, because I really think that no matter who's in office, but particularly this administration, is expedient. And they will do anything they can to try to solve a problem. And I mean, to even add to what you say about Greece, you have states and cities who must balance their budgets. They can't do anything to solve their problems. So I see the government coming in to monetize. They'll take over all – I assume they're going to take over all debts, guarantee them, so people don't have to be laid off. And the price of gold will then – enter a new phase. I think we're entering it right now. I think things are changing. The stock market, as soon as it's weak, gold's heading up. And I think there is a shift out of paper currency and distrust from one end of the world to the other, if you can say that, one circle of the world,
well,
into precious metals. And the problem, of course, is precious metals is the ultimate way to own them is to own the physical, is to actually have it in your possession or put it in a place where it can be audited. And I'm of the opinion, like so many people, that a lot of the bullion that's been sold over the past, especially the past 5 years, doesn't exist. They're basically just naked short positions.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't – you know, Jim Sinclair said, with the growth of all the ETFs, and the mining companies in declining production, where's the gold coming from? And central banks no longer selling. So it's obvious you have a problem there of trying to figure out where is all this gold coming from if there's such demand. And I don't believe it exists, and I think a lot of people are looking at gold and saying, well, I remember when it was $35. I remember it went to $850 and down to $250. It's scary, without realizing that it's basically been an uptrend, you know, throughout history of man. And I think we're to that point now where all of a sudden we're going to accelerate because we are in a parabolic curve here. And even today, I mean, if we're talking, it's what, a new all-time high, just so people have this on record. I have it at, well, it's 1246.20 right now. So
yeah.
It's a new high.
Yeah, so we're at a new high.
It looks dangerous because it's so high. And most people, if you don't follow gold and understand what the stakes are with your money, you say, well, it's too high, and it's too late to buy. And because the mainstream media never talks about it in a philosophical way and continues to push their product, most people will continue to avoid it because they think these people are experts. Just because they're on television, you know, it doesn't make you an expert. You know, if you're broadcasting the news, it doesn't make you an expert on the news. So, and since they have very few gold proponents and people who can really articulate why you should own gold, most Americans still, you know, I would say 90% still don't own an ounce of gold, maybe 95. And yet it's up 9 straight years, and the only thing that's up over that time. But I do think we're at a point of acceleration here, and I think it will end up in the greatest mania in the history of the world before
okay,
it's done, because it still hasn't done what a mania does, and that is it gets everybody in.
Here's an interesting question. I'm going to ask you to hold the answer to about 50 seconds. So, you
sure.
Know, okay, my question is this. If, in fact, this happens, and I'm in the same camp that you are, is the government going to outlaw the holding of gold by citizens?
I don't think it's a problem in the near term, but I do think it's probably something that they will consider, just as I think I would not be comfortable with having my gold in a safe deposit box, because if you go down to get it and suddenly the bank is closed for whatever reason, you may not get it. The problem with our government confiscating it or not allowing people to buy it is that the rest of the world wouldn't be affected by this. So we really would be spiting ourselves.
Cutting off our nose to spite our face.
Exactly, exactly. So I bet it wouldn't shock, nothing would shock me for what I see coming up here.
Okay, Chuck Cohen, thank you very much. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Oh. Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Continuing this hour with Dr. Martin Weiss of, among other things, Weiss Research. Dr. Weiss came out, actually he's the chairman of Weiss Ratings also, and he came out this past week and said the following. Given the rapid deterioration in our nation's finances and the spreading threat to sovereign debt overseas, the downgrade is long overdue. By reaffirming the government's AAA rating, the three leading rating agencies help entice savers and investors to pour trillions more into a potential debt trap, or at best, to be severely underpaid for the actual risk they are taking. Before I ask Dr. Weiss to comment on this, let me just read something that came out on Thursday in Reuters, and I quote, the United States posted an $82.69 billion deficit in April, nearly four times the $20.91 billion shortfall registered in April of 2009, and the largest on record for that month, the Treasury Department said on Wednesday. Dr. Weiss, I have to tell you, I firmly agree with you, should be downgraded. Comments?
Yes. First of all, remember that a downgrade, say, from a AAA to a AA for the United States government's long-term debt does not mean that the Treasury securities are not safe. It doesn't mean, it wouldn't mean that the United States is going to default. It's merely an honest recognition that the risks associated with buying U.S. government securities has changed over the last couple of years, and pretty significantly. Just look at all that has happened in the last 24 months between the explosion in the federal deficit, the huge new contingent liabilities that the government has taken on in order to guarantee and bail out so many institutions, and the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve, which has exploded with essentially toxic assets. All of this tells us that there's much more risk in the world today. And so a modest downgrade of America's long-term debt is long overdue.
I would agree 100%. You know, I was speaking earlier in the show with a fellow named Rick Ackerman, who is a newsletter writer, a long-term veteran of the financial community, and he and I were talking about, you know, in essence, the way that the economic problems around the world, certainly including the United States, are attempting to be solved by simply exacerbating the problem. And what I mean by that is the problem was originally occurred because of unmanageable debt. Well, now governments are attempting to solve the problem of unmanageable debt, created, I should say, by unmanageable debt, by simply creating more debt. I may not be the brightest light bulb in the string, I'll tell you, but that just makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, it doesn't. And I think that the first step in ever resolving a problem is to recognize it, to come out and tell the truth. And unfortunately, the pattern with the major rating agencies, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, has been to try and sugarcoat the truth, especially when it comes to large institutions. There's less of an issue with smaller institutions. They tend to downgrade them a little bit more promptly. But when it comes to big companies like a Citigroup or a Washington Mutual, and now the United States government itself, there's great hesitation, and that is unfortunate because it's always better to get the truth out promptly and deal with it, and rather than try and hide it or sugarcoat it, thereby preventing resolution and a serious effort to do something about it.
I agree 1,000%. You know, it's interesting the way that some of the folks in Greece are attempting to deal with this problem. Again, quoting Reuters, update: two Greek workers call one-day strike May 20th. Unions threaten to step up protests. May 12th. Athens. Greek workers on Wednesday called a 24-hour general strike for May 20th, the latest in a series of protests against planned pension cuts linked to an international $110 billion euro bailout for Greece. I mean, what do these guys want, for God's sakes?
Well, it was in a great front page story analysis in the New York Times today, which is, again, making the same point. And the question is Greece really that different from the United States? And the answer is fundamentally
No.
No.
There are some, naturally, there are some significant differences. We're a world power. We control our own money printing presses. The Federal Reserve is the strongest, most powerful central bank in the world. Those are very significant differences. But they only are differences in the short term. And in fact, they may be a disadvantage in that they get us deeper into a hole. We dig a deeper hole.
Well, and there is more proof that your comment about downgrading, some of these instruments here in the United States really, really has a lot of validity to it. You know, I have to say, you and I have talked about this subject off and on for the past 2 or 3 years on the air, and Dr. Weiss, I have to tell you, Big Al is scared to death right now. I really, literally don't know what to do my wife and my capital. I mean, I can think of no other place to be other than perhaps at this point precious metals. Agree or disagree?
I agree, except that you cannot put all of your money in precious metals either, because that is an asset that fluctuates significantly in both directions. And so it's definitely a safe haven, but it is not a stable safe haven. We recommend allocating a substantial portion of your nest egg to precious metals or related investments, but not everything.
You still need
to find other safe places for your money. And with that in mind, we give safety ratings to virtually every bank and insurance company in America. And we find that, there are a lot of institutions that are in bad shape. But surprisingly, perhaps not surprisingly, there are also quite a few that have done the right thing and are in relatively good shape and are worthy of your savings.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't disagree with you on the on your statement about all of your money in precious metals and related investments. I agree with you 100%, and perhaps I was getting a little emotional there on that one. I would have to say, regarding some of the institutions in the United States, you know, I follow your work and I read what you and your colleagues write, and I would agree with that 100%. But still, it doesn't diminish my feeling that, boy, we are in a world of hurt right now. Closing comment, sir?
Closing comment is that not all is black. There are opportunities that come out of these kinds of crises, and ultimately, when their back is against the wall and the markets give them no other choice, I think our leaders will actually do the right thing.
I tell you, I hope you are 100% correct. Big Al's going to be right back. Dr. Weiss, thank you so much for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is now chatting with Peter Grandage. Peter and I are going to talk about gold, obviously. A lot of things are happening right now. Gold is hitting the mainstream press, which is an interesting sign. It has not been in the mainstream press to the extent that it is right now for a long, long time. I think there are a number of reasons for that happening. Peter and I have discussed in the past one aspect of what we feel is a very important part of the precious metals market that has heretofore not been priced into the market, and that is geopolitical turmoil, and very, very definitely geopolitical turmoil right now is centering around the Middle East. Pete, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Al. Thank
you. We've got some interesting stuff going on over there. For example, Russia is now weighing in. Front page of the Drudge Report a couple of days ago on Thursday. Russia lectures Obama on Iran sanctions. Netanyahu from Israel is now being very vocal about a lot of the things that are happening vis-a-vis Jerusalem and some other situations, specifically the Iran nuclear situation. I think that this situation has not been priced into the market, as you and I have discussed in the past, Pete, and I think that it is a time bomb waiting to happen, and I think when this turmoil gets priced into it, I think that's when you're going to see $15, $16, $100 an ounce gold. What are your comments?
Well, I fully agree with you. I have talked for quite a while, like you, about this geopolitical concern in the world that's not being priced into the markets at this point in time. I've written to my readers about the intelligent reports that I read that you don't see in the daily news events. There's a series of things happening in the Middle East. Of course, many of us know at least or hear about the news regarding Israel and Iran and the potential of the Iran factor. What we don't hear a lot about is that Israel is also having troubles with neighbors, the Gaza Strip and what have you, even to the point where in Jerusalem there's a lot of fighting because there's a big fight about should Jerusalem be the city, capital city for Israel. And all of these things, we've got news now that Russia has not only smacked Obama over his hand about sanctions to Iran, but they've announced that not only are they providing nuclear support to Iran, but they're now going to do the same for Syria. And, of course, Israel gets very, very concerned about that and what have you. Then there's the various militant groups that are in southern Lebanon and out of Syria and some think also in Iran, who have been massive buildups of arms, tremendous amount of buildup of arms, and Israel is talking about that they can't live with that either. So I agree with you. It is a time bomb. It's only a question of when it goes off, not if, and what the impact it's going to have on the markets. And obviously one of the big markets besides gold that would have an impact is immediately would be in the oil market as well. So it is something that people should start to watch because it is getting closer and closer to igniting, and it really isn't priced at all in any of the markets at this point in time. And when we say price, because I know people are going to ask what do we mean by that, is that people have not taken into account of the implications of that and have supposedly priced that in the markets or markets that we're referring to.
Well, you know, an interesting comment here, just to add a little bit of fire to what you're saying. Reuters on Thursday, May 13th, 6:34 in the morning Eastern Time, quote: Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the United States and other Western nations on Thursday against imposing unilateral sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program, Interfax News Agency reported. The European Union has said it may impose unilateral sanctions if a UN Security Council resolution fails. U.S. President Barack Obama's administration has been lobbying Western companies not to do business with Iran, but has not imposed sanctions against them yet. Pete, I have to tell you, this is I think, personally, the fuse on the stick of dynamite has been lit, and I think that we're closer and closer and closer to that stick of dynamite going off. You know, it is any day we could wake up and have news similar to September 11th of a number of years ago, you know, when the terrorists went into the trade towers. I mean, that was a very, very dramatic event. I remember I was watching that on the news on the West Coast at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was just shaking my head saying, wow, how could this happen? I think we're right around the corner, Pete, from another major, major breaking news event, and I think it's going to center around the Middle East personally.
Yeah, and if and when that happens, and there's a military conflict involving Israel, what that will do is it'll provide fodder to all these terrorist groups that, you know, that many realize are right here in the United States. It's just a matter of that we've been blessed that they've been able to been caught or whatever they've done has not reached the level of that it could been implemented. But many third-party groups, not government officials, who formerly are government officials and were in security and all, will tell you, and they say openly, that you can't catch them all, and eventually we're going to have to deal with one or more serious attacks here on soil. And what I think people don't realize when we talk about giving an example of not being priced in, I don't think people remember what it was like shortly after 9/11 when people didn't even want to go to a shopping mall and, you know, the economy was impacted. If we have that again in the teetering economic position we're in right now, and everything else happening, the oil slick, all this stuff, America could see another major recession again at a time when it can ill afford it. So that's what I really want to get across about markets and not pricing in the potential of this. That doesn't mean you sell everything today because this can happen one day or 5 years from now, but you got to keep in mind that is something that could very much change the markets literally overnight.
Absolutely overnight. Pete, I want to ask you a question. You're a pretty savvy market guy. I thought that I was a pretty savvy market guy. And I want to ask, I was chatting with a neighbor a couple of days ago, and she just came into some money. And she said, in today's market, where would you put $200,000-$400,000 so it would be guaranteed 100% safe? You know, and I kind of scratched my head and I said, Susan, I got to tell you, I think the only place right now where a person can put money and almost be guaranteed that nothing bad will happen to it is the precious metals market. You think I'm nuts? I posed the same question to Dr. Martin Weiss. And let me hear what you say, and then I'll tell you what Marty said.
Well, I'll tell you, we used to have an answer for that. It was simple. We used to say T-bills because they were at one time the absolute safest thing, most liquid investment in the world, and a return of principal was absolutely guaranteed other than the world coming to an end. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I do think one thing we have to say is that if gold and someone was very long-term oriented and said, I'll take the risk of a 10% principal downturn in the interim, but in the end, I have 30, 40, 50, or even 100% higher. Yes. To say it's absolutely certain and can't miss here, I think, Alan, as much as we love it and all, I think we'd be going a little too far at that point because, you know, one of the things that we have to remember here is there's still a group out there. They look to be mortally wounded or what have you, but they've been a group out there that has been anti-gold, and they still may have one good battle left in them. So there still could be one more swoon in the gold price before we eventually get to these higher numbers we all agree can still come. So I don't know if I would say it's absolutely safe, but I'll tell you this. I would rather have my money in gold than I would want to have in the euro, most countries, including the U.S. equity market. So gold would be a preferred place to be.
Well, you know, in essence, let me tell you what Dr. Weiss said. In the previous segment, he and I were talking about that, and he said, I certainly wouldn't put all of my money in gold. He said, I would put a portion of it in there, however. And then he said, you know, he said, there are still some pretty strong investments in the United States. He said, some of the banks, some of the financial institutions really are bucking the trend, and they represent very, very safe investments. That's an interesting point that I hadn't considered before, but I got to tell you, my friend, when you talk about the conventional market in general, you know, as measured by the Dow, the Nasdaq, and what have you, I don't think that is a good place to be. Witness what happened a week ago Thursday. You know, that could happen almost any day. We're living in a powder keg, my friend. We're sitting on top of a powder keg, I should say, and that powder keg can go off any time. People really have to be careful. Closing comments, Pete?
Oh, yes. I think what people have to conclude for those that were investing 20 or 30 years ago, there's no more time out. It's a 24/7 life in the investment world. And, you snooze, you lose, so to speak.
Yep.
And that's why we have to be very careful and on guard.
There you have it. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with James Turk.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. The gal's here to wrap up the show with a gentleman who he considers to be the dean of the precious metals industry, specifically gold, James Turk. I've known James for a long time. Very, very interesting man. His business is called goldmoney.com. He provides a way to invest in physical gold where you do not have to take delivery of it. But if I'm not mistaken, if you want to, I think you can. But anyhow, we'll talk about that later. Now we're going to wrap up the show, I guess I should say, talking about what's going on in the gold market right now and James's view on it. James, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Al.
You're over in Spain. You got a little bit of a cold. I appreciate you taking some time chatting with me. You know, as I mentioned off the air, I was chatting earlier with Peter Grandich, Martin Weiss, some other people, and Chuck Cohen, and everyone is getting very, very bullish about gold. Everyone is saying, you know, what's going on in the market right now, the chickens are coming home to roost. We're at the point now where we're reading about gold in the what I would call the the mainstream media. What's your overall view right now as to what's going on?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, that makes them nervous because there's a lot of attention that's being given to gold. And, you know, it is true that there is more attention being given to gold, but at the end of the day, what you really have to look at is whether or not gold is still good value. And as well as gold has done, and, you know, here it is at record highs against all of the world's major currencies, it's still, by all of my measures, relatively undervalued. Therefore, I have no reservations whatsoever to continue to follow the same strategy I've been recommending for years, Al, which is, you know, month in, month out, continue to accumulate it, because the problems that we're seeing in the global financial system are still there, and if anything, they're getting worse.
They're not only, in my mind, James, getting worse. I simply do not see a way to solve the problems. But I mean, problems are attempted right now to be problems are being solved right now by what I consider to be the vain attempt of creating more debt. You know, debt caused the problem, and so you know, what are the other? What are the economic leaders around the world doing? Well, they're creating more debt. There's no way that can work.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, the issue that the markets are addressing and the reason why gold is going up is because the debt loads that these countries already have is already breaking the financial back of these countries. And as a consequence, the market is reacting. you know, it's selling off the euro, and it's you know, causing gold to go up and silver too against all the currencies. But you know, it's an interesting thing. The focus of attention changes almost from month to month. From, you know, which one's worse? Is it the euro that's worse, and you know, that's where we are at the moment, or is the dollar worse, and that's where we were a few months ago? You know, they change attention as to, you know, which one is worse off at any moment in time. But the point is, they all have problems, and that's why gold is up against all of them, all of the world's currencies.
You know, when you talk about the U.S. dollar, et cetera, you know, I find it interesting that the U.S. dollar is trading in the mid-80 range on the index. And the reason I find that interesting is because the only logical explanation for that, in my mind, James, is it's the best of the worst. What's your comment on that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the old saying goes, it's the best-looking horse in the glue factory, but none of those horses are going to win the Kentucky Derby. Stay with gold instead.
Where's this all going to end, in your opinion?
You know, that's really a tough question. It's obviously going to have social impact. I mean, it already has in Greece. And, you know, Greece is, you can sort of understand what's going on. You know, Iceland was in a similar situation. There was a plan being forced down their throats, the Icelandic people, by Britain and the Netherlands. And the president of Iceland had the foresight to put it to a referendum to the people as to whether to buy this bailout or continue to move along in the best that they could without it. And, you know, it was something like 90% of the people rejected the bailout plan in Greece, in Iceland. Greece, on the other hand, nothing was put to the people. The people didn't have a chance to respond. You know, it's being shoved down their throats by the government and by the international banks, by the EU. And it's sort of understandable that there have been, you know, violent reactions to that. I think the same thing would happen other countries around the world if they were told to do something by foreign powers.
Well, being told to do something by foreign powers is one thing, but, you know, living up to responsibility, taking the consequences of irrational actions is something that, in my mind, is entirely different. And using the folks in Greece right now as an example, you know, the social unrest that's going on because of the very necessary cutbacks that are occurring in spending, I think that's a harbinger of things to come. And I think that when that hits the United States, and I think it will. As sure as I'm sitting in the studio right now, I think that's going to happen. And I think the violence that you're seeing in Greece, I think, is going to be magnified, you know, simply because of the sheer population numbers. You know, it's going to be 100 times as bad. I used to laugh at people, James. You know, you and I would go to some of the shows and where we would speak, and some of the people who I thought at the time were really, really out there talking about significant social unrest. I used to laugh at those people. You know, my comment was, you're not going to see that in the United States. For God's sakes, you know, we're a civilized society. People are going to understand the consequences, as I said, of irrational actions, and they're going to be willing to cut back. I have to tell you, my friend, now I'm not so sure, human nature being what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, people are being lied to by politicians. That's the bottom line. You know, the politicians are out there making promises that they must know that they can never fulfill. But they're going to make those promises in the hope that they'll be out of the office, they'll keep the system together, and some future politician is going to have to deal with the problems. I think people are starting to sense that. And as a consequence, you know, people are looking for alternatives, and that's why you see the currencies being hit against the price of gold.
No question about it. We're in a scary situation. I want to talk a little bit. You know, you and I and other guests on this program chat about, you know, the importance of putting a certain amount of your nest egg into precious metals, specifically gold. Now, let's, rather than just focus on gold money, let's talk about, simplistically, you know, basically speaking, I want to say, various ways that people can do that.
Yeah, you know, there, in the broadest sense, there are two things you can do. You can buy physical gold or you can buy paper gold. You know, paper gold is like the stock ETFs, futures contracts, certificates, and all of those types of things. But there's a fundamental difference between physical gold and paper gold. Paper gold is a financial asset. It has counterparty risk. It's based on someone's promise. Physical gold is a tangible asset, so it's fundamentally different. I always recommend going for physical gold, not paper gold. And when you're buying physical gold, there are only two ways to do that. You know, you buy it and you store it yourself, or you buy it and you have someone store it for you, which is what we do in gold money.
And if you choose that second option, you have to make sure that you're working with a firm that has all of the securities and safeguards in place like we do to make sure that your gold is safe, because gold is the bedrock asset in your portfolio and you don't want to take risks with it. And when it comes to physical, you know, whether you buy it and store it yourself or buy it and have someone store it for you, each one has advantages and disadvantages again. You know, when you buy it and store it yourself, you have it at hand, which is always useful. But how much are you going to store in your house? You know, it might work for $5,000, $10,000, even $20,000, but, you know, you're going to put larger amounts in your house subject to risk, you know, government confiscation and all of the other issues, in which case you're going to want to look to have, you know, some stored with others. It's, you know, when it's stored with others, it's not at hand, but if you can have easy access to it through liquidity, and if it's stored outside the country you live, and we have vaults in three different countries now around the world, that also provides advantages. So each person has to make an assessment what enables them to sleep well at night, you know, how they're going to mix up, you know, the combination of different ways of buying physical metal, so that they have a good diversified chunk of it in their portfolio.
I like both gold and silver a lot, and Kathy and I, you know, have purchased both of those commodities. But I think up to a certain, I think if someone is investing only a small amount of money, say $5,000-$10,000, okay, or less, I think personally, I think silver is a little better place to be, only because, you know, the leverage factor, $10,000 worth of silver, I think you have a better chance of increasing the, it has a better chance of increasing the value relative to $10,000 of gold. What are your comments on that?
Yeah, you might be able to get the silver too with smaller premiums than you,
right,
than you can purchase a smaller amount of gold. And as you know, Al, we've spoken about this before. In the long run, I'm more bullish on silver than I am on gold. I think the gold-silver ratio, how many ounces of silver it takes to buy an ounce of gold, will continue to fall. And as a consequence, you know, I think silver is going to do better than gold in the long run. The thing is silver comes with a lot of volatility, and not everybody is prepared to, you know, take that volatility. But if you can handle that volatility, yes, then, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with you. My general recommendation is to have two-thirds gold and one-third silver, you know, in terms of a sweeping generalization for people to consider what should be the balance. But if you want to have a little bit more silver, you know, go for it.
I agree 100%. Okay, been chatting with James Turk. This has been an interesting show. Glad you folks have had the ability to have joined us here on all these Genesis radio stations. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.